A gift from the last frontier. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. You know, there are many firsts associated with the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree this year, hailing from the state called the last frontier, Alaska. Rod Bain has more.
For 2015, there are several firsts associated with the tree.
It is a 74-foot Lutz spruce, which is a naturally occurring hybrid of a white and Sitka spruce.
And as Terry Marceron of the U.S. Forest Service also points out, this is the first time this particular species of conifer is honored as the Capitol Christmas tree. Not only that, but it is the first tree represented by the Chugach National Forest, where Marceron serves as supervisor, and the first time a tree hails from Alaska. Mandy Vilwak is a Forest Service natural resource specialist in Alaska.
It's definitely a symbol, and for me, it's a symbol of Alaskan pride, but also it's brought a lot of people together along the trip, especially among the children along the way.
That journey covered well over 4,000 miles, which Terry Marceron said started with the cutting of the tree at its location near Seward, Alaska.
In terms of its journey, it started with the cutting on October 27th, and then from there, we transported it to Seward, where it was packaged up, and then from there, taken by truck to Anchorage, and then from Anchorage to Tacoma, Washington, it was on a ship.
That three-day voyage from Anchorage to Tacoma was the first ever sea transport of the Capitol Christmas tree. Once it was unloaded from ship in Tacoma, it was placed on a semi-truck, traveling as part of a cross-country tour before arriving at the nation's capital. And both Terry Marceron and Ted Betchell say, in addition to the magic of the tree itself, there are the many ornaments that come with it.
We actually have provided about 4,000 ornaments, 2,000 for the large tree that will sit on the Capitol lawn, and then we have 2,000 ornaments being provided for the smaller trees that will go into agency offices.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.